Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Scoreboard update, under a minute to go. Williams Arena Park Center leading Eastview 54-39 in the first 4A semifinal of the night. Pirates poised to move to the title game on Saturday night at 8 o'clock. They'll play the winner of Creighton-Durham Hall and Wayzata. That's scheduled to start at 8. Probably won't get going till about 8:15 with this game running late at the Barn. And the 3A title game set Saturday night at 6. That'll be De La Salle against Totino Grace. They won their semifinals earlier in the day. And right now, speaking of hoops, we're going to talk Timberwolves. Chris Hine joins us from the Star Tribune. Chris, always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
Good to talk to you, Steve. How's it going?
Yeah, good. Timberwolves, Suns, a spirited battle at Target Center into the fourth, and then the Suns really took over. And this is one of those where, I don't know if reality check is a good word, but the Suns showed they are the real deal.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good description for it. I just think, you know, Phoenix showed, even without Chris Paul, that, you know, they're, I think, at another level, ahead of the Wolves. And not that there's anything wrong with that. Phoenix is really good. They have the best record in the league for a reason. But, you know, I think you saw in the second half, they kept their cool. They dealt with a weirdly officiated game better than the Wolves did. And they made some adjustments in the fourth quarter, got around the Wolves' defense, and it really showed kind of what it's going to take for the Wolves to get to that level, win some playoff basketball games. I think the last two games have really shown that for the Wolves with Dallas on Monday night as well, and Dallas is coming back again tomorrow night.
Another big game for the Timberwolves Friday night. Our coverage begins at 6:30 with Cal Soderquist, Alan Horton with all the play-by-play after 7. Then Henry Lake to follow it all with Timberwolves tonight here on News Talk E3OWCCO. And by the way, Chris Hine joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline here on News Talk E3OWCCO. Chris, for the Timberwolves, I think last night, and maybe it just stood out for me, but DeAndre Ayton and the other big guys who were able to throw at the Timberwolves, they just had a hard time dealing with it. And they stayed in the game into the fourth quarter, but I felt like finally they just wore down, that the Suns were just bigger and more physical.
I think so. I think, you know, it disrupted their offense. Karl Anthony Towns, I think he had 12 points in the first half and then only 3 in the second half. Foul trouble had something to do with that. But that was kind of the message from Chris Finch today, was, you know, he just wasn't really pleased with the offensive execution. The Phoenix's size and physicality might have something to do with that for sure. It's the first half, they looked really good. The first half, they were able to counter that. They were hitting some shots. It took a little while for Phoenix to get going offensively. I think in the first quarter they were 1 of 8 from three-point range. But once Phoenix got it going, figured out some things with Ayton, Ayton was really hard to keep off the offensive glass too last night. He had a phenomenal game. So, you know, I do think that Phoenix and their roster with, you know, Ayton, JaVale McGee, like they could throw some size out there in all waves and all kind of rotations that not a lot of teams can when they face the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it really is. And DeAndre Ayton was the one and done at Arizona, and my youngest daughter went to school down there, so I saw Ayton, and I thought, yeah, you know, this guy's a player. And then kind of got off to a slow start in his NBA career, but he's really come into his own. And it goes without saying with a talent like Devin Booker in the backcourt as well. And you mentioned some of the other ingredients. I mean, I think I tweeted this out last night. To me, they look like the gold standard again. That at this moment, end of March, they got to be the favorites to win the Larry O'Brien again.
I think so too. You know, I just think that they've been, you know, throughout the year, the most consistent team. You know, you look at the Eastern Conference, and you look at Milwaukee. Can they get it back together for another run? You know, what happens in Brooklyn? What happens with Philadelphia and Harden and Embiid? And, you know, I just think that you have a lot of question marks about those teams. Like, basically, can those teams get to the highest level of play that we think all those teams can get to? Phoenix is already there. Like, they've been operating at the peak of their powers all season. Chris Paul's coming back for them tonight. You know, there was some question over whether or not he would be ready in time for the playoffs, but he's coming back, I think, much earlier than expected. So, and they've just been on another level, I think, the entire season. They just have a lot of guys who, you know, you look on paper, then, you know, not a lot of them are going to blow you away when you read the names on the roster, right? But everybody does their job at an A or A-plus level, and that's what separates them from all the other teams. They do it on a consistent night-in, night-out basis, which isn't always easy.
Yeah, and, you know, for the Milwaukee Bucks, we didn't get a chance to see Giannis, and that you know, maybe clouds my judgment. And I'm not counting out the Bucks in any way, shape, or form. The Hammer Craig Schrepfer, our studio coordinator, would get really angry. But the Suns at the moment right now look like my favorite. But, you know, also, though, the Bucks are built with that size, and of course with Giannis leading the way, are built certainly to go on another run, and still are my favorite, you know, barring injury or how bad that knee is, you know, going forward. But it could be Bucks Suns again.
It could be, and you know, I think if I was placing a bet on what I think the finals matchup would be, I feel like a rematch would be the way I would lean right now. But you never, especially with the Eastern Conference, you never know, especially with Philly. I think Philly has a chance if they can get it all going with Hardman and Embiid to really make a run. I like the Suns to come out of the West. I think, you know, the West is a little bit down this year compared to the East. The East is where I think a lot of the kind of topsy-turvy playoff matchups are going to be this year. I think the West probably a little more predictable in that way. We'll see how it all plays out. Memphis, Ja Morant might be out for a little while. It came down today from them that he's dealing with an injury, and we'll see when he gets back. But, you know, I do think that right now I think the Suns are a cut above everybody in the West at the moment.
Yeah, and then as you mentioned, Bucks, Sixers, Nets, and then, of course, Jimmy Butler in the Heat. But I know you were working, and I was just watching NBA and, you know, keeping an eye on social media. That bizarre exchange down in Miami with Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler, and what's going on there? I don't know if you had a chance to catch that, but that seems to be there's some chemistry issues at the moment.
I saw the video. You know, I haven't really read too much of the of the follow-up coverage of it, but, you know, this is what they said was kind of the quote-unquote Miami Heat culture, and why Jimmy Butler might fit in well down there is because supposedly, you know, that group can talk tough to each other, you know. And I guess after last night, we're gonna see if that's really the case, you know, because that was a pretty testy exchange. Now we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. You know, do they have spats like this in practices sometimes? I would say that would be very unusual because you have guys trying to get between the coach and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like that would be like a typical hard-nosed kind of honest exchange that you would have in a practice. That seemed excessive.
Timberwolves get back at it tomorrow night. Karl Anthony Towns, D'Angelo Russell in a big spot. And in this stretch, a win over the Mavericks on a Friday night at Target Center would go a long way, because it is a tough stretch. And tomorrow night is a big game for this group. It isn't a must win or anything crazy like that, but it would be big for this group to get a W against a good team.
It would be, and especially after dropping one on Monday. We'll see. I think the atmosphere is going to be a lot of fun. I think it really is. You know, we're not going to use the term must win, but the Wolves are chasing that sixth seed, and they really need to bank as many wins as possible against some of these better teams that they're facing, because Denver, you know, the team that I think they're ultimately going to be chasing down, not necessarily Dallas. Denver just doesn't seem to want to lose all that much for them. We'll see what happens tonight when they play Phoenix. And they play Denver coming up next week on this road trip as well. But to kind of stay within that game or two-game window, I think tomorrow night's an important game, especially with a red-hot Boston team coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, well, Chris, always good to visit with you. I enjoy your coverage. Keep up the great work, and should be another fun night at Target Center tomorrow night. Our coverage begins at 6:30, and your coverage online, startribune.com, and in the paper.
Thank you so much, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Chris Hine from the Star Tribune covers the Timberwolves. Once again, Cal Soderquist at 6:30 Friday night, and then Henry Lake to follow with Timberwolves tonight. And once again, this to me is a really important game for the Timberwolves to get the W, stay in the mix, and beat a really good team at home. Friday nights are always fun at Target Center. 10 minutes now in front of 8, quick break. We'll come back. Hammer's got a gigantic upset to tell us about. We'll get into that momentarily, squeeze in a couple of scores from the NCAA men's hockey and men's basketball tournaments in a moment here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.